Can we help you?
Alright, I'd like to know just what happened here.
Well, it's a mixture, you see. I was talking on the radio and... Oh, by the way, my name's HR Puff and stuff. I was talking on the radio and... this bunch of hooligans jumped in through the window and started firing machine guns at our equipment. Luckily, we had a bulletproof screen between the equipment and them. So, then they came in, busted down the door, and they said they wanted to take over. But we had a meeting and decided, no, we wouldn't let them, so we fought them, and then you came and they took off. I said, so what do you think?
Well, I'd say, Mr. Puff and stuff, that sounds to me like the Muggsy gang. We know exactly where they live. We'll check them out. Is there too much damage here?
What do you think, Paul?
There is a lot of damage to the equipment still. We need a new...
You killed powered Arga. Clip out Arga, no.
Yeah, Arga, and we need a new power supply.
What are we running on the auxiliary at the moment, are we?
No, I've got a little generator.
There's not too much damage, only about $3 million worth here.
It's not pretty $3 million worth, I'll be able to fix it up.
Alright then, Paul says you can fix it up. But if you get hold of, you know, we're making a official complaint, so... Well, will that be alright then, sir? Okay. Everything okay there, Paul? Okay, will that be alright, Constable? Oh, sorry, I didn't see you. Oh, Sergeant.
That's okay.
Paul, stop checking things. We'll do that later. Is everything all right, Sergeant? Can you take care of it from there?
Yeah, I suppose I can. Thank you, sir, for your time. And I'd say you gave up you put up a very good fight. Thank you very much, sir, for your information. You better get on with your radio program.
Oh, well, you've been on air all this time.
What, me?
Hello, Mum. Oh, get off! Now let's get back to the business. What are we gonna do now? I think we'll play another song.
Sure.
And I'll just cut us into Just a Suburban Boy now.
Just a suburban boy. And I know what it's like.
To be rejected every night.
For boys from the city.
Thank you.
And now for the special thing everyone's been waiting for. The Fabuloso individual show starring... Oh, who's it star?
Captain Crimmin.
Yes, it stars Captain Crimmin, played by... me. It stars Carla, played by Paul. And it stars many other people from this studio.
Played by us.
Yes, us in the studio. Everybody else. There's about another 20 of us. So, there's only about 20 different people in there. Right, people, shout. This is all the people who are in it. Right, that's enough. Shush. Okay, so here we go. Captain Crimmin of Space.
Wait.
I'd just like to say that this... This edition is revised from the 1978 end of the year muck-up, so it may be much more exciting, so listen the whole way through.
Oh, and by the way, this has nothing to do with that disgusting thing Paul had on about space frogs. Get out. You know how to ruin everything, don't you? He's fallen off his chair. Okay, here we go with Space Cadets with Captain Crimmin. By the way, if we should say Star Corps, he belongs to Star Corps, but the serial is Space Cadets, okay? Thank you. And here is the captain.
Crimmin of the Star Corps. I'll make your ears stand on edge after this word.
Hi, kids. I'm Captain Crimmin of Star Corps, the universal peacekeeping force.
Captain Crimmin.
Computer readout. Captain Elvis Brandenburg Crimmin. Height 6'10". Muscles of steel. Legs like a gazelle. Thighs like tugboats.
Why don't you join me in another blame blitzing episode of Crimmin of the Star Corps?
Last episode, the president called Crimmin to tell him about a dire problem.
It's the city of New York, Crimmin.
Yeah?
Remember when you left last, I told you it was mysteriously leaning 15 degrees to the left? Well, now, it's leaning 18 degrees. I wouldn't mind so much, but the streets are full of dead secretaries who keep falling out of the windows. Would you like me to look into it, sir? No, Crimmin, I've got something much more important for you. He pulled out a file and slapped it in my hand.
I want you to look at this that just came through, Crimmin.
What is it, sir? It's a report from one of our spies on the planet Macro. Macro. I had hoped never to hear that word again as long as I lived.
I drove straight to the headquarters of Star Corps, and there I met up with Dr. Gitfinger.
Ah, Captain, it's you.
Hi, Doc.
God, you look so restless, ruffled and riled on the...
Well, no wonder. One of our spies on Macro has just sent a report which says they're up to no good.
Hi, Captain.
Hi, Carla.
Are these Macronites evil or something?
Yes, let me explain.
This is the story of the planet Macro. Once it was a happy, peaceful planet, much the same as Earth. Except it was happy and peaceful. Then one day, it was viciously attacked by the Krells. There followed scenes of evil and horror. The Krells pillaged most of their resources and left. Since then, the Macronites have put all their energies into building up their defenses, manufacturing arms, and stockpiling weapons.
What does the report from our spies say, Captain?
He reports that they are manufacturing something that completely stops the flow of electricity.
But, Captain, we've got something that completely stops the flow of electricity.
What's that, Carla?
The Mine Workers Union.
Ha ha, very funny. Carla, if the animals, in fact, on Macro,
think that we can be useful in their fight against the Krells, they will not hesitate to use the ray on us.
What?
We left the conference room and headed for the armory to find out what new, exciting weapons our research boys had come up with. I had a feeling we'd need all the help we could get.
Well, what the heck's going to happen next?
Stay tuned to this station and find out in the next episode of Kremen of the Star Corps, Kremen the series the that's good for a giggle.
I'm still laughing. Well, let's get on with another song. I think we'll try a new song by Plastic Bertrand, and it's Slap Bap Boom Wow. That was a beautiful song from Plastic Bertrand with an orchestra from 2UW, and we love you Sydney, we're 2GS, and now we'll just, well I don't know, it's a pretty boring day again, but no, hang on, I don't want to be attacked, no gangsters please, no gangsters, I'll tell you what, let's talk about movies, now, I happen to like lots of, I like space movies really, but my nan, she happens to like cowboys and Indians. Wouldn't it be nice if it was still in those days? Well, I better be careful what I say just in case something might happen. I wouldn't be scared, even if an Indian jumped in the room right now. I bet you I wouldn't be scared at all. Ooh. Where's that coming from? I can't... where's that coming from? Ah, I tricked you then, didn't I? Yeah, that's only a tape, that. But it just so happens... See, I'll just turn the tape off. But it just so happens that I wouldn't be scared... That's me, Fanta. I wouldn't be scared because I remember saying told to me
by a half-red Indian, half-Scot, whose name was Hawkeye the New. And he said, well, now, after that lovely speech by my friend Hawkeye the New, I think we'll have one more song and then we'll get back to the next episode of Captain Kremen of Star Corps or Space Cadets, okay? And I don't know, we'll have a song by, and here comes a beautiful song by Rod Stewart called If You Think I'm Sex Me, Just Come Out and Tell Me.
Yeah.
Crikey, what a sudden finish. No, that was because the our producer, he pushed the button and, yeah. Anyway, 20 past 12 and here's the Cap'em! Captain, you know, Captain Crimmon.
Space Cadets.
Of Star Corps.
Fabulous man!
Computer readout. Subject, Captain Elvis Brandenburg Tremon. Born December 25th, 1950. Height 6'10". Physical attributes, supreme athlete, comfort pianist, concord pilot, mountain climber, diplomat, space captain and genius. IQ 498.
Hi kids, I'm Captain Kremen. Don't you wish everyone was? Stand by, cosmonauts, for our latest adventure after this word.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Here's the story so far. A report just in from one of our Earth spies has uncovered a macronite plan to wage war on their old enemies, the Krells. So advanced are these two super planets that any conflict would have devastating results for the rest of the universe.
Carla and I stocked up our ship, Patrol One, for the impending journey before us. Blasted off. 5, 4, 3... 2, 1. Well, Carla,